Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about a dog named Chode, Sister Jennifer, and cheap-ass rolls. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hello, Jennifer.
Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Michael DeMauro.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing on this Sunday morning?
I don't want to talk about this.
Whoa! So good. Wow. I was saying before we started recording that I got a case of stupid brain this morning. I just feel like my brain's not working right today.
Yeah, sometimes you have moments where your brain just doesn't work, and that's okay.
Yeah.
In case of brain don't work disease.
You're like Teravingian.
I forgot about noon about 5 minutes ago.
We're all doing great.
We had some confusion about how time works. Yeah. We're struggling. We had to switch to a different video thing. See, okay, it's not good in here. It's not.
Yeah.
I was in 3D.
Yeah, Nick was in 3D. That's true.
I have gout, maybe.
Potentially has gout. Our credit cards got messed up. There's just a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah. So, and also, I think Zoom is fucking with our mic. So, that's fun. That's fun. Who knows what this audio is going to sound like? And it's hot. So,
hopefully the recording. It's probably just messing with the Zoom audio. I hope.
Well, I'm seeing the bubbles change on my microphone.
You gotta worry about those bubbles.
Yeah. And my fan's on, so, like, there might be, you know what, it's summertime, baby.
We've got the summertime sadness, it's hot. Okay.
Summertime is the time for podcasters to undo a couple belt straps and have what I like to call bad audio.
It's hot, we've all become insane. Mm-hmm. That's what you're getting today.
Are you really gonna freaking yell at me because my microphone apparently is broken because of Zoom, because Google Meets is not free anymore? The ocean's on fire?
Come on, ocean's on fire!
All we need to do is have Nick lay in some, like, thunderstorm, and it'll feel like we're in an environmental situation.
Right now. Whoa.
Wow.
You scary should torrent the Rainforest Cafe ambiance. There has to be a torrent of that somewhere.
And somehow you can transmit the smell of the Rainforest Cafe, kind of chlorine.
Yeah, this week we're sponsored by chlorine.
Fucking bringing me back. I had to do like a diorama of like the jungle in elementary school, and I got like a cassette of jungle noises and I played it behind the diorama.
That's awesome.
Dude, that's high level. That's a very fancy diorama situation. Yeah.
I think I just put a bunch of fake plants in a box.
Oh, that's great.
And some like little animal guys.
And you're like, this is the rainforest, everyone.
This is it.
The teacher's I can tell your parents didn't help you with this one.
Damn.
I'm not going to be here next week, everyone.
Oh. Same.
What?
Yeah.
You fuckers. Oh, we have two hot guests lined up.
Yeah, that's right.
We're just teasing it for you, just in case. You know, what if an asteroid hits?
What if they can't come?
Well, that's a great point, Jennifer. What if they can't come? What if our toilet explodes? Yeah, we were gonna make a special episode this week with some good buddies, but our butts exploded.
Our toilets exploded. And our butts also.
Enjoy this beautiful 3 hours of Rainforest Cafe noises, asterisk. Legally, we made
Please
it.
Don't tell them.
Don't tell them.
Don't tell on us, okay?
Wow, I'm blanking here. Fair use. It's fair use because I added my own Jaguar sounds.
I screamed because I bonked my gout.
There's a lot going on in the Dear Internet hut this morning.
It's probably not gout. Gout, but it could be something else.
We looked on WebMD, it's either gout or foot cancer.
Yeah.
It's one of those two.
Yeah.
Plantar fasciitis. I thought that was the heel.
Have you been eating a lot of red meat and shellfish?
No. No, but I got fucking drunk the other day, so.
Beverages sweetened with fruit sugar.
No, I don't do that. The only thing I do is drink. And I drank less, but I really got after it.
Wasted. The next line is literally alcohol consumption, especially beer, also increased the risk of.
Oh, I was housing some beers, but I don't drink as much as I used to.
Well, that's the thing. Now. You don't have the tolerance anymore.
I think that's what it was. It was the post COVID hangout sessions, and just got obliterated.
All that beer just went right to your foot,
right to my big toe,
right to your big toe, and it caused the gout.
You know. You gotta celebrate post-pandemic by
getting gout,
drinking 57 gin and tonics at a wedding.
Listen, that's not our fault. Okay, we had to.
It was open bar. They would lose money if we didn't drink it.
We were just doing a solid for some friends. Okay,
yeah, they'd be mad if we didn't have.
Nobody's gonna drink all this gin.
I took the bottle home.
Well, guys, since all of our brains are super healthy and good this morning, do you want to get started with our first question?
I'd love to. I know you did the intro. I don't remember you doing it.
Oh my God, what's wrong with us? We all have guest leaks. I don't know.
We all have a carbon monoxide leak in our home. Actively dying right now.
Are we going to pause for a second to get room tone? We did that? All right.
We did that? What was your question?
Wow.
I think what you're saying, Michael, is it's just so casual and fun to record with your buds, it doesn't even feel like work. Patreon.com/DearInternet.
Give us money.
Oh, yeah. Everyone really loved, I'm doing air quotes, our most recent Patreon app. We got a lot of engagement.
Yeah, because it was horrifying.
Yeah. Everyone's like, fuck.
Yes, what's up?
Yeah, that one was terrible. We also got some engagement on Twitter. I would just like to say, it's just Tim that hates birds.
Everyone just yell at Tim.
So please direct your bird loving
your pro-bird agenda.
Yeah, at Tim. Thank you. Yeah.
My foot hurts. Sorry.
Am I the asshole for pointing out to my cousin how stupid her new dog's name is? All right, now is this targeted at me, a person who has a dog named Cat?
I actually was not even thinking about that.
This sounds silly as hell, but she just bit my head off. I didn't think I was being an asshole, but she sure seems to. I have a cousin, 45 female, who is a little flaky.
That's a little old to be a cousin, okay?
You get in your 40s? You're not a cousin anymore.
Yeah, you can't have a cousin that's 45. That's
yeah, they become an aunt at a certain point.
Yeah, they become your aunt.
You know, they're your colleague at that point.
I have a cousin, 45 female, who is a little flaky and has always had an affinity for complicated spellings of normal names.
Okay, sorry, I know that I'm like interrupting you immediately, but like, what does her being flaky have to do with this? Is what I want to know. What does it have to do with naming anything?
I mean, that's the best part of these questions.
She just wasn't, she just has to give an aside real quick. Like, and also, she's flaky.
I just
Fuck
think
her.
It's just her, she's trying to poison us against her cousin or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like,
all right, letter
she's
writer.
Seen all the Marvel films 13 times.
She's equating flakiness to like hippiness or something?
Yeah, or does she mean like flighty?
I think she means flighty. Like she gets on to something and then she moves on.
Yeah.
I think flaky is similar to, but not the same.
Flaky is like, I say I'm going to do something and then I don't do it.
Right.
Like, I think she's saying
for starting knitting and then quitting knitting.
She has dry skin. And that's something we all.
Oh, okay. Do. All right. I wasn't thinking about that.
Who has gout, by the way.
Well, you can't say that because then you're like, oh, now I feel bad for them.
But if you're just like dry skin, it's like use some lotion.
Just use it.
Just do it.
Ow. It's hard to remember.
Everyone, just FYI, if you hear Tim say "ow," it's just because his gout's.
Oh no, they did. I had a flare up.
Ah, me gout.
I
think Tim is just like prepping for like, hey, I can't carry these boxes during.
He's fucking
long con. Hey, Jennifer, can you carry these?
$1,300 for other people to do it.
Yeah, sure. But not when we get there, though.
Yeah, but then
they're well, you don't carry the boxes.
Oh my God.
You reach
okay,
in.
We get.
Okay,
Man,
but like
brains.
the mover is going to be in there, and he's, like, about to fall down the stairs with your couch. And he's like, hey, could you just, like, grab that door real quick? And you're like, ooh, my gout.
My gout.
I kind of paid you $1,300.
So, my gout. Okay, Michael, please. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. All right. If you know the type, you know what I'm talking about. Giving their kids names like Stephanie,
what a weird name.
Or they're all unique spellings.
Michaela or Kali, stuff like that.
Should you spell Michaela there?
M-Y-K-I-A-G-H-L-A-H. No one has ever used that spelling.
Okay,
right?
First of all, as somebody who doesn't know how to spell Michaela, that could be right. I don't know.
It's not.
Michaela's a weird name. Any of our listeners who make Michaela, I'm not talking about you, but, you know, what are you going to do?
It's basically, but she's saying this woman likes to do creative spellings.
Right, this is white people shit.
This is Mormon shit. Mormons love doing this.
Yeah, this is Pinterest mom shit. So whatever, any question, any subject matter of any of our questions, if they name kids this, I'm automatically against them.
Whatever, each to their own, doesn't affect me. I've never said boo about what she names her kids, and always done my best to spell them correctly on birthday cards.
Wow, they're so bad that they can't. She's like, I have to actually try to spell them.
I mean, these are Lovecraftian nightmare spellings.
Yeah.
A couple hours ago, she hit me up on Messenger to show me pics of her new dog. Great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dog is cute, and I tell her as much. Then she drops the name on me, pronounced Cody. Oh, but of course it isn't spelled that way. She had to put her... I'm editorializing a little bit with how I'm doing this, and I think that's okay.
I think you're doing it correctly, though.
Yeah.
But of course it isn't spelled that way. She had to put her twist on it to make it special. She is spelling it joke.
This is my beautiful baby dog Chode. Pronounce Cody, by the way.
Cody, C-H-O-D-E, Cody.
Cody to me, baby.
No, this is the fucking best shit ever.
Don't tell her.
Like, just to spell your dog's name, you say your dog's name is Cody, and then spell it Chode, and just wait for people to read it.
Yeah, this rocks.
Bob's rock, actually.
And then when, like, you bring it in, and the receptionist at the vet clinic's like, Chode?
You fucking Cody? Piece of shit.
No.
How dare you? Cody? It's Cody.
It's Jody.
Jody!
This is my dog, Cody. He's a real tuna can. You know what I mean?
The area between my dog's penis and butthole is inflamed.
My dog is so short but so wide.
You can't just take other words at like an existing word and be like, no. It's pronounced differently.
Do we have a disagreement of what chode means?
I thought chode was
a chode is like
okay now
a foot with gout.
It's a gouty
no,
foot.
No, I thought it was a short but wide.
I thought it.
Long.
Oh really? I thought it was. Similar to
You're thinking of Gooch.
I'm way off.
Yeah, you're in the Gooch town.
Wait, but it has multiple names though. It has multiple meanings because Google says it means a penis, especially one characterized as being short and thick. But then also says the perineum. Those are two different things.
Huh. Wildly different things.
Wait, what's
it means both the dick and the area behind it.
It's wider than it is long.
Yeah, exactly.
I like this. A stupid.
Yes,
again.
Use it in a sentence.
A stupid or contemptible man.
All right. I thought chode was a gooch or a taint.
Well, but I think it is that also.
Oh, wow. We love it.
Guys, Urban Dictionary.
You know what? Language.
I think you should leave. They mean a wide, fat penis.
Yeah, it's a tuna kit.
So that's where I'm going. That's
I think you're right.
Yup, I might be 42 now, but I was once a potty brain teenager, and I know what a chode is.
She's cool. She knows what a chode is. Okay.
I'm hip.
After I
mom knows what a chode is.
I'm not like other moms.
After I got my laughter under control, I messaged her back and told her to look up chode on Urban Dictionary. While waiting for a reply, I checked her Facebook page, and sure enough, she'd already posted the dog's pic with her chosen name.
I like fucking engraved dog tags and stuff. Like,
yeah, like all like the bowl has the dog's name on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, already like, got the like paw print and clay with the name on it. And
yeah, like
they usually wait until the dog dies. To do that.
I know.
When you have a dog and you like have a relationship with your vet, like they'll call and be like, you know, like, oh, we have an appointment for Chode here, or we have a medicine. Like they like. You know, they refer to the dog by their name.
Yeah, they'll send you a little postcard.
Does it weird you out when they add the last name to it? Because they'll do that here. I don't know if they do that everywhere, but they'll be
yeah, they do.
Yeah,
they'll be like, Kid Tomorrow has an appointment. Like, what?
No, he doesn't have a last name.
You're like, who's Kid Tomorrow?
We're roommates.
That's weird. It had a healthy amount of laugh reacts, but nobody had commented yet.
I know what's
I sent her. I sent her screenshots of some of the funnier Urban Dictionary definitions. She flipped out and sent me a few nasty messages about how immature I am.
Oh,
everybody knows it.
I guess I could have been more mature about it, but come on. She named her dog Chode.
She named her dog a dog named Chode.
A dog named Chode.
Oh, man.
Dog named Chode.
I couldn't stop, like, thinking of that phrase.
Sometimes we get these questions, and I'm like, we don't even have to talk about it. This is good. Just read it. Just read it. Interrupt. Laugh. Live, laugh, love.
I didn't think it was serious. She only had the dog for 2 days now. So it's not like he knows his name, and she's actually the type to laugh at a dirty joke.
Huh.
But not this time, I guess.
She sounds fun.
So do I owe her an apology, or should I just laugh it off and wait for her to cool down?
No.
Bro, that dog is not going to stay named Chode.
The only reason right? that we have a society is so that we can lift each other up and avoid situations like this. Yes, you get mad in the beginning because we're all angry apes and we can't help it. But then after that, we say, thank you. I was angry because I felt a fool, but you stopped me from naming my dog Chode. I'm going to name my dog Cody with a Q. Thank you.
Oh, no.
See, that's
Cody.
That's the way to go.
If you just put like the little accent over the O and the E, that'd probably work, right?
Chode. Chode.
Chode.
Chode. Chode.
Chode.
Chode. Chode.
Just name your dog Chode. If you
just
have
name
a,
it, like, yeah, my dog's name is Chode.
Yeah, I have a bulldog. His name is Chode, like a that's short, funny. Fat dick.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Why is she throwing the H in there? That's really, really what's throwing.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, like, because
Michael, don't be an idiot. Because she doesn't want to name it Code.
If you. Oh yeah, I mean, if you did see if you did see Code with the little accent above it, that would
Code.
I would read it as Code. Yeah,
Code. Yeah, Code is hot. Throw some schwa's in there. Don't be a coward.
Yeah, do it. I mean, if she named it like C O D E E, Code.
Chode.
Cody. That would work.
Wait. What are some words with like a ch but it's like a k sound?
Charisma
chapter.
Yeah, wait, there you go.
English is very fucked up. So I get it to a bit of an extent, but my dude, your dog is named Chode.
Right. When a word is Chode, you can't use it.
I do like how people are just like, I'm just gonna do what I want with it. Like, you know,
I respect it.
Mm.
She plays by a beat of her own drum, a very short and wide drum.
I think whether how she delivered this maybe colors it one way or another, but you gotta tell somebody if they name their dog Chode and they think their dog's name is Cody.
Yeah,
you did the right thing, Opie.
Right.
You did the right thing by telling her that her dog is named Chode.
Right, exactly. It's a classic, if I have food in my mouth, will you tell me situation.
Mm.
Please do. But in this case, if I name my dog Chode.
We have to have a pact that if we name our dogs Chode, that we have to tell each other.
Exactly,
okay?
Exactly.
This is just what happens, like, when you're still a cousin at 45. You just, like, lose your...
Oh, that's so
true. They haven't moved on.
Yeah, not to be be traditional, but that's a little old to be a cousin.
Yeah.
It says here that the cousin's last name is Cock, so Chode Cock is going to not look good.
Cody Cock!
Cody Cock. I made that up. I did a lie.
Tim is a liar.
I was playing
around. You can't trust him.
It's a bit of a fib.
That's a little fib.
Well, I honestly, I don't even know what else to do. Yeah. Like, I think.
Perfect question.
You did.
Not the asshole.
You're not the asshole. The dog's name is Chode.
Dog's name is Chode.
It's a good dog's name.
It's a good dog's name. We like it.
We like it.
And that's it. That's all there is to say.
You are denying yourself, if she does change her name, you are denying yourself all the years of laughter that you will get from the dog named Chode.
But oh my God, what an idiot.
Like, I would just constantly give her gifts, like you guys are saying. Like, here's your dog bowl. It says Chode on it.
Just like Chode written in Live Last
I got the widest one God. I could.
Yes. Like, all the, like, embroidered, like, dog t-shirts.
Oh my God. I'm a mom of Chode.
I'm a proud Chode mom. She puts it on the back of her van.
Oh my God, I'm gonna pass out. A vanny license plate named Chode.
Chode mom.
Chode mom.
Right.
Like how people do, like boy mom. Oh like that's like God. A thing.
Well, it's like the Chode little mom. Like the little stick figure family. It just puts their names under it.
And it's Chode.
My Chode graduated the Canine Institute.
Okay, also, sorry if I'm going too far, but my brain is like, this woman would post about how proud she is of Chode graduating from drug dog school.
Oh my God. Chode, who's a cop, by the
way. Let's move on to the next question.
Can I read it?
Nick, you can.
When I was a child, I had a sister named Jennifer.
Oh my God, I love this. This is paranormal. This is our paranormal, isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It, baby.
The sisters in quotes, this rocks. Oh my God. They're so stupid. This is what you sound like when you believe in ghosts. I'm sorry.
Tim, please excuse Tim, ghosts are real.
Birds are good and ghosts are real.
and my dog is named Chode.
Go on, say it. Ghosts are real. Go on.
I told everyone that I had a sister named Jennifer, although Jennifer wasn't real. I would talk about her in such detail that people would ask my parents about her and why she wasn't around. Huh. My parents always had to explain to people that what I was saying wasn't true, that I was the only child.
Like, nah, my child's a liar.
Yeah, I expected the parent explanation to be like, oh, you know, overactive imagination is like, no, our daughter's a weird liar.
She's a liar.
She's a strange one. I don't like her.
Very scared.
Fast forward to a few days ago, I was cleaning out my son's bag of schoolwork that he brought home. He's 7, so it's usually filled with some work and mostly doodles and stories. I happened to open up a picture he drew with a sentence, "My mom likes to read to me and my sister."
Oh.
And there was a picture of us and, in quotes, sister that he drew.
Oh,
I have only had one pregnancy. Never had any miscarriages or anything along those lines.
Okay, because if it was a miscarriage, that would definitely be the case.
Yeah,
that'd
be
like, that's a baby. Yeah.
That's how it works in Catholicism, I think.
Anything along those lines that would make him think that he had a sister. Anyone think it's the same girl?
Yeah,
boy.
It's Jennifer.
Hey, I'm a boy named Jennifer.
I'm the ghost baby and I'm back.
The thing I like most about this one is that she never says that she was like into, she never thought it was a ghost when she was a kid. She was just a fucking weirdo. And now she's like, I must have not been a weird kid. It must be a ghost, right? Right? Yeah, I feel like when you do a big lie like this, you open a gate into hell world.
Oh.
And
you summon a Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
But like, okay, so I feel like this woman is reaching a bit because
yeah, this is stupid. Why we're only allowed so many Reddit posts that we're allowed to post before we die, and you wasted one.
And this is what you like. Your son didn't even say. Also, the child's name is Jennifer. What do we think's happening?
Right. Yeah, I was just gonna ask. You guys have opened your third eye more than you know I have. Is there an energy here? Is there a power? Is there an accidental summoning through the power of lies? Is this chaos magic?
Is he trying to manifest a sister? Because, like, I definitely remember, like, I wanted a sibling very bad when I was little, and my brother's 10 years younger than me. And I remember, like, I mean, I could see young Jennifer doing some shit like this.
I could see young Nick having an imaginary friend.
That was also, like,
only to be a patsy. I feel like Nick would have a scapegoat.
It wasn't Jennifer who did this.
That was Mr. Thomas.
But it would work for young Nick. It would.
Like, somehow Nick is able to convince, like, no, this is real.
I wanted an imaginary friend, but, like, none of them went. Yeah, they didn't want to hang out with me.
They didn't like me.
Like, I tried, and, like, just
God, that's the most depressing thing you've ever said. Yeah, I wish I couldn't make any friends, not even an imaginary one. They all came and left. I was too weird. And it's also weird because you have the most boring brother on the planet. So I kind of feel like you would have, like, you know, like Guardian Angel style, a few zany imaginary friends come by and be like, this guy's just doing spreadsheets.
He loves them.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah. I have three siblings, so, like, There wasn't really a lot of room.
What order are you against?
I'm number two.
Mm. Yeah, so you maybe would get like a hand-me-down.
Yeah, I got
a hand-me-down imaginary friend?
Yeah, that sucks.
Oh, man. I mean, that's kind of what this kid is getting, right, in a way?
I feel legally, you're right, but also I think legally, you're not. I think hand-me-downs this long, it's not the same. Like, you don't say someone who wears their mother's wedding dress is a hand-me-down. So
this is a hand-me-down. It's an inheritance. That's so true. Yeah, this is an inherited ghost.
My sister's jeans, and I thought it in my jeans because I was wearing girl jeans, which crushed my balls. That was a hand-me-down.
Yes.
And then once I got real jeans, I was like, oh
these feel better.
Wow.
I'm not understanding.
There's a spot for my chode in this.
Where does my chode can go? It's a chode slot and everything. Yeah. I wasn't feral, but my parents fucked up.
And they're like, take your sister's jeans. It's fine.
And we're not going to tell you. You have to change your underwear every day.
I mean, we lived on hand-me-downs, but we were the older ones, so we would hand down to.
Yeah, so it was a better situation.
Yeah.
Power play. Did you get yelled at for, like, you put a hole in your sister's future overalls?
No, nothing like that.
That's good.
Well, I would say, like, 99% of our clothes were from a thrift store, so.
Mm, I see.
And it was because we were bad kids, and we would just.
Like, we would get you nice clothes.
We were bad.
We would just get shit all over them.
We'd go play in the dirt. Like, that's what we did.
You get lost in the corn.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to, you can't be wearing nice clothes when you get lost in the corn.
Your My pants parents are like, husks. We're not buying you Walmart clothes. You're just going to destroy them.
That's
so
true.
We just go to the thrift store and get a bunch of shirts and pants, and that was our clothes for the year.
Hey, man, you're before the cool kid wave, and I respect it. Can I read the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel insulted by my new job. I've been at my new job for a month, and today they had a potluck and a meeting. I'm excited. They put a sign up in the break room where we could write down what we were going to bring. I thought, okay, I'll keep it simple and get Hawaiian rolls. Well, to my surprise, someone who didn't put their name on the list brought cheap-ass rolls. Son of a bitch.
How fucking dare you?
I don't know who did it, nor do I care. Well, I did care, because to me... That was the first slap in the face to welcome me aboard.
So the energy of this question is so terrifying.
I think we can agree this person's insane, but also all of us, 110%, we can throw no stones.
Yes.
So instead of eating with everyone, I got up and went to work while everyone else ate. Oh my God, what a freak. I love it. Perfect. I thought it was rude to hang a sign up to bring a potluck. What? To hang a sign up to bring a potluck.
A potluck
is the dish, they're saying. It's like a noun here.
Yeah, or like, who fucking, I don't know,
whatever,
man.
They're
who
so knows pissed. What's
going on?
They're high
before,
in white wine.
Before they even finish, like, he signed up to bring Hawaiian rolls, right?
Right. Which he's not making Hawaiian rolls. It's just bringing a fucking pack of them.
And then this guy signed up to bring cheap-ass rolls, which are a different thing.
Right. Well, no, but I think the thing is they didn't sign up. They just brought the cheap ass rolls.
You don't know that. He might have signed up to bring cheap ass rolls. He didn't see the sign up sheet after he signed up, probably.
Well, per what the question presenter says, they didn't sign up.
I think there's more information.
You're questioning the veracity of this.
I think it's a little presumptuous to be like, I own the sign up sheet and I saw it forever.
I saw it all.
I do not doubt that a freak show as we're seeing here would do this.
did someone sign up for cups already? Fuck.
Shit.
Now, I'm currently looking up Hawaiian rolls, and they are $3.99.
This
is so fucking stupid. It rocks.
First of all,
it's so perfect.
Their rolls cost $2 by three.
Right, and Hawaiian rolls, while delicious, are cheap.
They are cheap as rolls.
King's Hawaiian rolls are very good.
They're delicious.
If they're
great. I wish I had one right now.
If they're warm, and you get right, some butter on reading. Them.
Yeah, we need more info.
Yeah, because maybe we'll get more enlightenment. I thought it was rude to hang a sign up to bring a potluck, and then people just bring whatever the fuck they want. They didn't say that. Just bring what everyone else does.
That's the gout speaking.
Yeah, I got gout. I mean, really? They really said, I mean, really? Why even put up a sign?
It's like, I'm sorry, this whole question isn't, I think you should leave
this
sketch.
Is perfect.
I just see Tim Robinson would be so fucking pissed.
Right, I don't even have to embellish this. Then they started with the staff meeting, where I didn't know what to expect because, after all, it was my first one. So we are sitting there, and the slide says, "Let's introduce the new people." My name was first, and a woman who started 2 weeks after me was on there. So he starts off by telling the other woman, "Welcome to the team, blah, 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 blah," and skips right over me and says nothing. I'm sitting there thinking, I know this jackass didn't skip right over me, but I sat there with a smile on my face and pretended I wasn't upset. So he's about to go to the next slide and someone speaks up and says, "What about Anne?" And he laughs and looks at me and says, "OMG, I didn't realize you were new." To me, that was another slap in the face. I mean, if you didn't want me working for you, just say so. So, I'm already mad over someone disrespecting me over bringing rolls, which I said I would bring, then he skips right over me like I wasn't even sitting there when my name was first on the stupid PowerPoint. In your opinion, what the hell is going on? Was I wrong to walk out of the potluck and go straight to work? I think that makes a statement as far as I was concerned, because I'm not going to hang around fake-ass people. Now, there is a secret Santa, and I'm not doing it. I don't want any part of it. They can take Santa and stick it up their ass. Is this real?
What is this real? What the hell?
And guess what? It's from Ask a Manager, which is hilarious.
What did she say?
So hard.
What did she say in response to this?
Yeah, go. It's here. Poor Allison. Like, the thing is, the thing that I love about Allison Green of Ask a Manager is that I know that she thinks this is the funniest shit in the world.
Yeah. Her response, pretty short, I'll read it. "You're wildly overreacting, and it's very likely that you're going to get yourself fired from this
job." Oh, God.
I'm going to die.
Oh.
Everyone responding to this question, just go in this thread because it's taking over the whole comment section.
Yeah. This is perfect. I'm no longer depressed and have suicidal ideation. I can't believe this happened.
Because of the cheap-ass role.
You're so lucky to live. Oh, my God.
I think it is extremely funny to take so much offense to these completely innocuous things. It's like anyone who has worked any job.
Yeah. A betrayal on the level which no one has ever seen.
This is really interesting because I think You Should Leave season 2 just came out. And, you know, I saw one tweet being like, "Oh, I have an idea for a sketch. What if Tim Robinson was in a work environment and he started screaming?" And I rolled my eyes because technically what they said is true. There were a lot of sketches this season that had that. That being said, nothing is worse that he did than this. It's not that much weirder.
Like, this is a thing, like, it's funny because it happens. Because people are just wild.
There's a reason why, you know, that show kind of uses dinner parties and office stuff you know, things like this. Is because, you know, motherfuckers be going off. And when you're trapped in a situation like this where normalcy is king, You can really learn who you are as if you're in the jungle, if you're in the wild, so to speak, like the first season of Lost.
And like this...
Oh, Jennifer's cleaning up all the spit I did.
I couldn't handle it. I did spit onto the desk.
Well, like that one episode of Friends with Gary Oldman, as you know, real actor spit.
I don't know that episode.
Oh my God, you guys don't get any of my references. Michael, you with me, right?
You know it, bud.
So let's just... I want to think for a moment about this woman and what she must have looked like.
All right, everyone,
while this was happening,
put Anne in your power...
picture her in your mind.
Yeah, your power zone.
In my mind, Anne has just the biggest fucking perm you've ever seen in your life. Her hair is huge, and she is fucking pissed.
Is anyone else surprised that Anne's an Anne and not a
no,
Rick?
No, not at all.
The thing is, this is such a type of lady. Yeah. This is such a type of, like, boomer woman.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's like, I'm offended by everything you're doing. Everything you're doing is actually at me. It's directed at me.
This woman...
There's just so much rage.
Much rage. She said, "You can take Santa, stick it up their ass."
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I get, like, if you have, like, a lot of anxiety, like I do, like, you take things very personally. But I don't get mad like this. I just get depressed.
Just get depressed, Anne. Yeah. Come on,
Anne. Yeah,
I don't want to necessarily.
But this is, like, the role thing is very innocuous.
The role thing is so, like, thinking that someone did that at her.
But, in the staff meeting thing is like, oh, I thought we got you at the last meeting. But I guess exactly.
It's just, like, a completely innocuous mistake. Like, I've had, like, my name, like, completely not my right last name put on things at work. And it's like, okay. I mean, people make mistakes. Like, it's work. No one cares that much.
Yeah.
And I think the thing, too, of, like, just, it's kind of a good reminder. And I think this is actually a relief. Like, no one's thinking about you.
Yeah,
that's the thing. The fact, reminding yourself that, like, people don't care that much about what you do. Like, you know, they don't think about you that much. Like, is kind of relieving.
I think it's deeply relieving because I used to, like, even be like, well, I can't wear this outfit. I just wore it last week on the same day. And it's like, dog, can you remember what anybody at work wore? Yeah. No? It's fine.
What was that fucking tweet you had that you retweeted that was, like, me telling a story about how I survived a plane crash and lived on a desert island? And it's like...
Yeah, wait. I gotta go find it now. It's so good. Hold on. I'm gonna read it.
It's so good. I was trying to tell Diana that tweet. I was like,
it's so good. It's a perfect tweet. My Twitter's not loading right now, so that's cool. I love Twitter.
Did anyone? I feel like I stepped on the "what does she look like" thing. Does anyone else have?
Give me,
tell me more.
I mean, I've worked with this lady before. Did you find the tweet?
I did. I found the tweet. Okay, all right. Let me read the tweet. This is by @MURRMAN5 @Merman5. Me telling my story how I survived a plane crash and lived on a deserted island for a year. It was crazy. Friend who once got a text from me where I accidentally called the Grinch the Grink. Was the Grink there?
that's the thing. It's like, oh, you fucked up and called it the Grink. And then you're like, everybody's going to remember that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I remember early on in our marriage, I had to scream that at you, Jennifer.
Was the Grink there?
No. No one pays attention to you as much as you think you do.
Yeah.
And once a human learns that,
it's very freeing. It's very good.
Definitely.
Like, you can just, people just are in their own little worlds. And, like, I truly try to remember, like, what other people have, like, said or worn or anything.
Yeah.
And you start to be like, oh, damn. Yeah. You can't remember any of that shit.
Right.
Unless it's, like, really out there. Now, this woman getting pissed off about the roles, people will remember that if she starts bringing it up.
Right.
Yeah. Very telltale. They will remember this.
You know, I have worked with this woman. I'm not going to say what she looks like because it'd be mean. But you know, jewelry.
She's got it. She's got a lot of it.
Bright outfit.
Honestly, I feel like the overlap of women who name their dogs Chode and women who get mad about shitty best roles is a circle. I think they're the same type of person.
It's just, you know, they complain about, like, the weirdest shit and very much like the Grink. It's, like, I remember for sure at my law firm in St. Louis, like, you know, 11 years ago, there was one lady there that, it's like, imagine you just get a whole really nice spread and then she'd just be like, they have limes. They don't have lemons. It's like, you know, find that one thing.
Come on.
Right, like, okay.
Yeah, it's like people that kind of find a thing to complain about whenever. And it rocks because you just realize, like, oh, you, even if you had lemons and limes, you would have found something else to bitch about. And I respect it.
Yeah.
And listen, I get it. I understand that as human beings, we love to complain about shit. But you've got to find the right things to complain about.
I have
if you're... Like, you got, like, complaining about the train system in whatever city you live in? Yeah! Fucking go to town! We all love complaining about the train. It's great.
I have this one friend, like, doesn't do, like, any, like, doesn't have to, like, commute, anything like that, and he's constantly complaining about his gout. It's crazy.
Huh? What? Crazy. We have another gout guy? I thought it was your gout guy.
I was talking about Tim.
What is that? Wow, gout, big gout boy hours over
hey,
here.
Hey, gout guys. Where are my gout
guys? Are you going to go get it checked out?
No! It's too embarrassing. You kidding me?
I think I got gout.
Oh, wait.
Come on.
Timmy's one of the doctors that's like, you're a dentist and also a doctor.
A barber.
And a barber. Yeah. He's like, he'll cut your hair, pull your tooth out, and fix your gout.
Woods, witches, and Malden.
He's got to go to whoever the whatever Prince Martell used for his gout.
Exactly.
You guys remember when Bobby Hill got gout?
What? No,
no, I don't, but I am continuing my watch through King of the Hill, so maybe I'll get to that episode.
Okay, well, I hope that's right. Bobby Hill gets
I mean, it seems like a thing that Bobby Hill would get, for sure.
He, him.
Love hurts and so does art. The doctor tells Hank Bobby actually has gout.
Okay, we have to watch that episode today.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
He gets... I might not have gout.
I think
we have to watch it to find out.
Oh, yeah, so he's, they're going to a New York-style deli, and then he gets gout because he loves the deli.
Oh, so. I have seen this episode. Yes, I have seen this episode. I do remember this one. He eats too many deli meats.
When I posted about it online, everyone asked me if I ate deli meat. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Yeah, of course.
I definitely do not understand gout.
There's a wiki, the King of the Hill wiki, and, like, people have lengthy descriptions of the episodes on here.
Subheading, gout.
King of the Hill, subcategory gout. Go click on the page.
Gout has been in the show.
What do you do?
Times.
Gout. The doctor tells him to stop pumping him full of organ meats and liver. Bobby admits he has been getting the quote Louis Anderson at the deli for a while.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Yeah, awful as with an O can give you gout. I haven't eaten liver or anything like that, so.
Guys, can we please bring it back to the cheap-ass rolls and what's going on?
I think this person's correct, and she should keep talking about it.
I think...
And you keep being...
You don't think that she's a participant in the Secret Santa?
No, she should, but really ruin it.
Make it just terrible.
Yeah, really fuck it up.
Like,
whoever the person is, give them cheap-ass rolls.
Okay, like,
that would be so... She would do that and, like, think she's, like, I'm really doing a targeted dig at them. And the person's like, oh, cool, rolls, thanks.
Like, if you went to cheap-ass roll person, like, she'd probably be like, yeah, I forgot about the potluck and I just picked something up on the way in. Like, I did not look at the list and go, oh, Anne, I'm going to fuck her over.
Fuck her and her Hawaiian rolls.
Yeah, it would be funny, right, if down the road she found out that the other person did buy shitty rolls as a bit. Like, I hate Anne. She sucks. She didn't say hello to me in the elevator, so I'm going to buy shitty rolls and really piss her off.
Yeah, what if she really was doing this at Anne? Damn.
Yeah. I know we said it like 3 times, but I just can't get over Anne buying different shitty rolls, which are good.
And they're not okay.
But I also like shitty rolls, parentheses, bad, non-Hawaiian.
Even
well,
if you didn't make the rolls, like if you didn't, like,
you'd
spend hours making a big...
Yeah, you bought rolls from the store.
And you probably bought like one stupid pack for like 50 people.
Yeah. You need more rolls.
You need, like, some people want 2 rolls.
Yeah. I do love the idea of Anne sitting there, her entire pack of Hawaiian rolls full, and the shitty rolls being empty. Like, oh, yeah, the rolls? Like, no, we have Hawaiian rolls. Like, oh, Greg, you brought the shitty rolls we all love. What about Hawaiian rolls? Like, no.
Okay, like, also, though, if no one eats her Hawaiian rolls, that means she gets to take them home with her.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shameful thing.
No, but
that's
then you got rolls, thing. Though, so who cares?
Those rolls ain't going home.
I wouldn't honestly,
claim that. I wouldn't claim... If at a potluck like this, if you bring a potluck and no one touches it, that's embarrassing, and I wouldn't...
Why is no one eating my sushi casserole?
Yeah. that is true. Like, if you actually work and make a bunch of food, then people hate it. Like, you're setting yourself up.
Okay, maybe I'm broken inside because I'm like, well, that just means more leftovers for me, so I'm okay with it.
How does she? It just in her mind, this person has gone. How can I really fuck Ann over? I know I'll get an inferior product and
exactly to undermine her rolls that she bought at the store.
Yeah, if anything, the shitty rolls are gonna make your Hawaiian rolls taste weird.
They're gonna make them better. They're gonna because then people would be like, oh no, I want the Hawaiian rolls, not these cheap ass rolls.
But if I was at a pot, well, we're also kind of assuming that the rest of the food was okay and it wasn't just everyone bringing like a tub of warm coleslaw or something like that. I don't know. Now I'm depressed.
Macaroni the last office I was at, we did a potluck pretty regularly, and every time it was like, oh fuck, it's potluck day, and then half the office is walking to Whole Foods to buy something.
Oh my god!
See, this is why potluck. Just like have your office buy food.
Yeah.
Like, no, don't be fucking with this potluck shit.
A friend of mine at my previous job, the Boston law firm, we had a cake competition. And she was like trying one of her special cakes. I forget if it was like one that she did a lot or if it was a play on one she used to do. But anyways, she was like, fuck, I messed it up. It's not perfect. It might still taste fine. I'm not sure, but I definitely didn't do it right. So instead of backing out of the competition, she just still submitted it, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, she confided because she was my she sat next to me in the office. And then, you know, everyone had the pie, and then there were several judges. And the lady who won sent her this really condescending on accident email.
What?
Let me try to remember it. Well, I'm going to say the basic way I remember it, but it was basically like, Your pie was really good. My kids would have loved it. Or something basically like... Cause,
something like implied it right. was like not yeah. as...
Yeah, like
it
a,
was like...
A dumb baby with no taste exactly. buds would have exactly. liked this.
That was the vibe. Because she knew that she fucked her pie up and she made it too sweet. And then the person being like, your fucking lowbrow candy pie would be good for a child.
An idiot child.
A muddy, who muddy, loves muddy garbage. Dirt child. Yeah. I thought that was funny and bad, because one, you know, it's easy to take things the wrong way at work, right?
So true.
But this one actually made sense. And on top of that, she knew that she beefed up, so it was like, and there's the person that won. If it wasn't, if,
yeah, like, why did she so, even need she to say, and probably the person, like, thought, she's like, oh, I'm being really nice.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing that kind of this? Makes me think that we're doomed as a species, is like, she did that thinking she was being nice, but what she was actually doing was taking a victory lap.
Yeah.
And she didn't realize it.
My extended family does like a cook-off every year. They get together, they do like a 5K, and then they have like a cook-off. It's like different Ooh. Themes every year.
Wow.
And one year my mom forgot, and then she just got takeout and put it in a casserole dish, and then she won.
No shit. That's stolen valor. That rocks.
I love that. I think that's great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, good luck to Anne. I have to assume that she did not last in this job very long. I think this is a bit of an older, I think this question was from like 2019. So.
Yeah, there's a million replies, so I feel like you could read that all day and have a good time.
Oh yeah, yeah, go look it up on Ask a Manager. It's a good time.
Wow. Well,
boys, we God, did it.
Rocks.
Would we like to enter our things that made us happy this week portion of our...
Okay, yes.
So I don't know what I'm going to say.
I'll go first.
Okay.
So I think I talked last week about, did I talk last week about that zombie show? I forget. But
yeah, you
basically, you know, I continued on with my, I will lay on couch and play Nintendo Switch and have something on in the background. And my next program was Mythic Quest. Now, when I described how good Black Summer was, I had a lot of caveats, basically being like, it's unique, it's weird, but, you know, XYZ. Mythic Quest is unequivocally amazing. I was so caught off guard by how good it was.
I've watched one episode.
Okay.
Should I keep going?
Yes.
Okay.
I will, also say, it was surprising to me that the first episode wasn't bad. Usually with shows like this, the pilots are kind of, I guess to borrow what my nephew would say, cringe. But this one was really good, and it kind of, borrows on how the later seasons of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you know, it still has that vibe where all the characters kind of suck, right? Mm-hmm. Where they're all kind of insane dirt assholes.
It's a lot of It's Always Sunny actors too.
Yeah, it's Rickety Cricket and Mac.
Yeah, I did. Like, I walked in and was like, "Is that Rickety Cricket?"
Yeah,
he looked so normal. I couldn't recognize him.
It's Danny Pudi, Rob McElhenney. Who else is in it? I forget. But basically, it's a video game company, and they make the world's most popular MMO. So they have like the Silicon Valley style, you know, artistic genius guy played by, you know, Rob McElhenney, or Haney, I don't remember. And like, then there's like, you know, it's the foibles and hilarity of making a video game. And I kind of expected it to suck, because whenever any popular media touches on how to make video games a la Grandma's Boy, it's bad. But this is really, really good, and sort of like the later seasons of It's Always Sunny, where they got a little bit more mature in their writing, so to speak. There's entire episodes that don't feature any of the main characters, and they're like extremely heartfelt in a very strange way. Their pandemic episode like is extremely, extremely, extremely moving, where like I wouldn't be surprised if many people started crying. There's like an episode about like the joy and pain of making art in a capitalistic sort of setting, and like losing the art, and you know, compromising, and how that kind of kills your vision and shit like that. It's really, 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 really good, and I hope they make a third season. I can't believe they nailed it so hard, because it's like an Apple TV Plus show. It's like produced by Ubisoft. I don't think all of the It's Always Sunny folks' spinoff shows have been perfect. But, you know, Sweet D has written several of the episodes, and, you know, goddamn, it's so fucking good.
I think I watched the first episode and was kind of like, I don't know if this is for me.
I watched the first episode. I didn't hate it.
Yeah, like I said,
I just wasn't blown away, maybe.
Yeah, I liked the first episode, and I also think that the first episode is good in a way that most first episodes are not. That being said, there's a lot going on, so I say, you know.
A lot of things with shows is you got to get to know the characters.
Yeah. Yep. And I think it was also hard for me to like this isn't Mac.
Right, because he's basically a more competent Mac, and he's like he's a rich douchebag.
Like he's like Mac. A Big Mac.
He's a Big
Mac. Big Mac.
So I really wanted to like that show, so maybe I'm gonna give it another shot.
Go watch it. Go watch it. It's really, really good.
I should watch it.
If you're anything like me, you spend $70 a year on Ted Lasso, so you might as well throw in another show, right?
Exactly.
On the other end of the spectrum, I have now.
Okay.
I have decided what I'm going to say. Tim was dogging on me on Twitter about this because...
Is it that new BTS song that...
No, it's actually not. It's my own shirt. I don't love it. It's all right. It's cute.
They got to make boring songs.
Boys got to make money.
Wait, they put out a not good song?
Actually, the boys don't have to make money. They are only commodities.
Listen.
The mixed reaction, Nick. Mixed reaction.
Is it the butter one?
No, that one's
people
great.
Like the butter one.
Butter's really good.
What I'm gonna recommend to everyone is if you really want to get some fucked up, demented, just truly Joker-fying content into your brain, you have gotta watch Hallmark and Lifetime movies, baby. They are... Tim gets a little notification because I have signed up to the Hallmark movie channel on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need to watch movies with titles such as My Baby Is Gone.
My Baby Is Gone Too.
And the thing is, what's the most fucked up about the movie My Baby Is Gone is that the baby is never gone in it. The baby is not even gone. They, like, truly, like, I feel like
why is Walmart, he called My Baby Is Gone?
Because they're liars, and they just like, and also like these movies, they like have multiple names, and they're all stupid and bad. I was watching one this week where I posted a clip on my Twitter, so you can go find it there, of this woman who. This woman is supposed to be the protagonist that you like, but she's a shitty rich lady whose husband is divorcing her, and so she has to go home and help her dad's bakery. And her dad is Irish for some reason, and it's all set in New Jersey. And she makes these cakes called patty cakes, and they look like absolute shit.
Real shit cakes.
They look so bad, like. I understand that not everyone takes joy in bad things, but if you do, dog, you gotta watch that Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
The next one that's on my list to watch is called Killer Contractor.
Hell yeah. But you've watched like 30 of these movies.
I've watched so many of them, and they're all like, they're also like very pilled. Like, we were watching one that was like, oh, this is trying to be kind of Parasite, but the rich people are good.
That's so cool.
Like, they really are. Like, I think it's just like old dude, like white dude executives, like trying to like.
Well, Will Ferrell did like, that like Hallmark movie, right? He did like a legit like movie on Hallmark.
Did he?
With Kristen Wiig, and like it wasn't necessarily supposed to be comedy. I think they were just a fan of those movies, and they did it.
The thing that's good about them is that they're exactly 90 minutes long for the most part, because it's like for TV and with plus commercials. So it's like, okay, I just want to put some bullshit up on the screen for 90 minutes, and they're there for you. But also, I genuinely like to watch them as like a study of human beings, because this is what everyone's moms are watching. They're brainwashing your moms with Hallmark and Lifetime movies.
It's called
You're killing your moms.
It's called A Deadly Adoption.
Oh my god! See, that's like, yes, that's exactly the kind of shit. Like, so everyone's trying to steal people's babies and like
the birth of a plan gone wrong. Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig.
Okay, now I want to watch that. I'm gonna have to add that.
Oh, it's a Lifetime movie. Sorry.
Well, there is in the same category. So, yeah. Anyway, watch some deranged Lifetime or Hallmark movies. They're around. You might have to subscribe to a special channel, but I recommend it.
Yeah, watch it so that I don't have to watch it with Jennifer.
I like to tell Tim about the plot afterward, though. I just explain it to him.
Jennifer's like, this was horrible. Do you want to watch it? I'm like, no.
But the specific joy of watching a really bad thing, like, is that not a thing other people experience? I love it.
I mean, I guess, but no, kind of. I don't know.
I really do get such a specific joy from watching something that's really bad. Like, I like a train wreck. I'm sorry. This is why we do this show. You're welcome.
Cool.
I found a new YouTube channel that I enjoy.
Ooh.
It's called Studson Studio.
Studs.
Okay.
The stud programs with Big B.
Okay.
Its name is probably not the best based on the content, but it's an adorable little guy who makes crazy little dioramas of like hyper realistic, but it's like video game stuff mostly. And you know, he just makes everything out of like trash that you would find in your house anyway.
But
it looks wildly, the stuff ends up looking like wildly amazing.
Are they like build vlogs?
What's that?
Is it like a build vlog, or is it just showing the final result?
It's him building it, but it's like, he'll be like, I found these earrings, so I stuck it on here, and I found this, mushroom container that has cool ridges on it, so I thought it would be good for the Stardew Valley Wizard Tower.
Oh, and, cute. What's it called again? I wasn't going to Google it.
Studson Studio.
Studson Studio.
Nook's Cranny.
I was watching the first one, and I was like, all right, now he's making jokes. He probably shouldn't be making jokes. But then, like, by the time I'd watched, like, three of them, I was like, he's funny.
Yeah, I love Studson.
Studson's humor is actually good.
It's actually really funny.
That's a very good point. Whenever I watch, like, YouTubists for not their humor, and they make jokes. I'm like, come on, guy, get back to it. And then eventually I'm like, do more of it. You're perfect. King.
But it's really a fun 17-minute video to watch of him, you know, making something from Studio Ghibli or whatever.
And, Michael, you're getting extremely small craft pilled.
Yeah, you are.
I like the craft YouTube channels where they make.
They're really. It's like a stuff. Very, I don't know, reassuring, calming. Mm-hmm. It's just like someone's doing something nice.
Can I trick you into making me D&D terrain somehow? Or?
Well, and that's the thing. So he's like, I like to put on a podcast and listen to it, and I make everything at the right scale for my D&D minis.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, I like this guy.
This guy rocks.
I like this guy.
Send him a copy of Drinks and Daggers and then let him...
Let him go. Go wild.
Oh, yeah. Your Drinks and Daggers is shipping to people, right?
It is. Yeah. It's.
I saw a lot of people getting it on Twitter.
That rocks.
I didn't see me getting it on Twitter.
Well, it should probably be showing up real soon.
I didn't get mine either, even though I said don't send it to me.
Well, I
Tim,
didn't
you keep bringing this up.
I didn't bring yours. Didn't get sent. Nick, I think yours is coming from Greater Than Games, so it should be there any day now.
I see
any day. But yeah, drinksanddaggers.com if you want to buy that. That would be cool. You'll get it soon if you order it.
Gotta push it. Probably before me.
Nick, what's yours?
Mine, I've been playing a new game this week that actually started a couple weeks ago called Scarlet Nexus.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
And it's, I think it's a Bandai Namco game, I want to say. Does that sound about right to you?
I think so, because it's like anime bullshit.
Yeah, it's a lot
of anime. No, it is Bandai Namco, because I Googled it one day.
Yeah. So it's a very anime video game, kind of an action RPG thing. I started a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is pretty good, and I wasn't, like, that into it. And then everybody on the Twitter and Pod Gaming podcast were like, oh, it's actually really good. And so I kind of went back to it. And yeah, if you get a couple hours into it, like, it takes a little bit once you get out of the tutorial zone. But once you actually get more of a party going, you actually get other abilities. Because, like, right off the break, it's a pretty standard, like, kind of three attack RPG, like action RPG, like you can, you know, you do your three attacks and you can do like a telekinesis throw stuff. And that's kind of it. But then once you get a party, you borrow their psychic powers. So you can borrow, like, the one I've had so far is like a person that does duplication. And so basically, like, you activate her power. And then when you throw stuff, you throw two of them. So you have to, like, time it right. So
what are you playing this on?
I'm playing on PC. I'm playing on my little PC handheld thing I got. And then I'm playing it on my big boy PC, which is great. It's cool. It is very anime, but it is actually really fun. And I'm looking forward to playing more of it.
Cool.
Nice.
If it was free, I'd play it. But
I don't think it's free. I think it's
no. They said they're never coming to Game Pass, which is when I.
I think the there was like rumors that it was a Game Pass game, and then it was not. Mm.
I'm hoping that the next time I'm on one of these and I do this thing that I'm talking about, Monster Hunter Stories 2.
Some friends are trying to convince me to get that.
That's my hope and dream because I bought it yesterday.
Oh, you did.
Owen is very obsessed with Monster Hunter.
Owen's beaten it already twice.
Probably.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you everyone for joining us this week. If you would like to get more of our content, you can join our Patreon and for $5 get all kinds of secret special Patreon episodes. They're good. They're fucked up.
Yeah.
Who knows what you're going to get? They might be heartwarming. They might be soul destroying.
Yeah.
Who can say?
They're all good though.
Yeah, they're all good though. You'll love them.
Yeah. Go on, say it.
Yeah. But you can follow us on Twitter at Ask Your Internet, and you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Sheik.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm at R. Bristow.
Until next time, sincerely, dear Internet.